Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you at Columbo Chronicles Live at Blog Talk Radio, worldwide online radio. So you can listen anytime because all shows are archived. You just have to click on to blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles. Scroll on down to your favorite prominent guests and topic or commentary and take a listen. And by the way, every Wednesday we have a prominent guest from around the world. It could be an author, community leader, politician, and an expert on just about any topic that is of interest to the American people and can empower, enlighten, and bring knowledge to people with inquisitive minds who are seeking to make informed decisions. So tonight, we're going to discuss President Trump's rise in the polls and his favoritism that is increasing. And he's a stallion and he's leading the race. Now, I want to talk about the United Nations and population control. And therefore, I'm looking to make sure that President Trump continues to be the stallion we voted for, who will stay the course and win the race, because our lives depend on it in America and around the world. So Agenda 21 is now Agenda 2030. And this is posted by thetruthdenied.com. And it addresses chemtrails, population control, and the New World Order. So if you've never heard of Agenda 21, you're hearing about it now. It's been around a very long time. It's a secret agenda. And it involves worldwide leaders and the New World Order and the CFR. And the Bilderbergs, and many, many secret organizations. Agenda 21 is now Agenda 2030. And again, it addresses chemtrails, population control, and the New World Order, transforming our world. So let's see. Goal 13 of the Agenda 21, important because it's all about climate change and its impacts. And it pertains to the $100 billion budget proposal for global climate engineering purposes. That's $100 billion that they will be seeking to redistribute from the American taxpayers, no doubt. They think that the well will never run dry. In September 2015, Agenda 21 will be transformed into the 2030 agenda. I guess they're behind schedule. Also, it says, do you know or do you want to be one of the 500,000 who will live? I know that some people believe that one of the goals of the United Nations Agenda 21 is to reduce the Earth's population to 500,000 people, 500,000. The population of the world is 7,300,402,228. So they would have to literally kill over 7 billion people and millions more. Basically, they'd have to wipe out nearly the entire planet. That's about 90% of the population. So you may think, yes, I would stay to rebuild the Earth. Maybe, but only if my family could stay too. No, I have already lost everyone, and I think it's time for me to go home. No, I've had it with planet Earth. I will try something new. Those are some of the options that people might say if they had a choice. This post reads, "This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity. It also seeks to strengthen universal peace in larger freedom. We recognize that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, is the greatest goal challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. All countries and all stakeholders acting in collaborative partnership will implement this plan." In other words, they're expecting all the world leaders to agree to come together and implement this plan. And what's very odd about this, at least to me, is that the world leaders don't even get along. They're all competing against each other. Most of them are sociopaths or psychopaths. And many of them are involved in a lot of wrongdoing, and Agenda 21 is one of those serious wrongdoing, and it is premeditated murder and premeditated genocide of the planet, I guess, except for them, the 10% who are supposed to live. But let's face it, world leaders don't get along. North Korea is definitely not going to be tamed. The leader of communist China is not going to be tamed anytime soon. They're busy persecuting Christians and Muslims in their nation and depopulating Christians and Muslims. The 57 countries over in the Middle East are all warring against each other, every country, and they have a serious problem with ISIS, who is also committing genocide for the past 8 years or so. And they have infiltrated into Europe, into Israel, and into America. And their goal is to kill all infidels, anyone who doesn't comply. Their motto apparently is comply or die. So we have genocide at work for a very long time now. And the persecution is coming against Christians from the Middle East. So, we are resolved to free the human race from tyranny of poverty and want, and to heal and secure our planet. Well, if you kill people off, you definitely will resolve them from tyranny, poverty, and secure the planet for the 10%. We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path. Well, if you're only dealing with 10% of the people, you shouldn't have a problem. As we embark on this collective journey, well, collective, who are the collective ones? The 10%. We pledge that no one will be left behind. Well, if you kill them off at 90% of the population, you will have to leave them behind. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals and 169 targets, which we are announcing today, demonstrate the skill and ambition of this new universal agenda. They seek to build on the Millennium Development Goals and complete what these did not achieve. For example, in December of 2007, Barack Hussein Obama, Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, Senator, Senator Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry and the CFR secretly approved of the Global Poverty Act. And as soon as Obama hit the Oval Office with his pen, he signed an executive order. And the name was changed to something like the Millennium Development Goal from the Global Poverty Act. And the Global Poverty Act and the new Millennium Development Goal does the same thing. It requires Americans pick up the tab for worldwide abortions around the world to kill off the future natural-born citizens in poor countries who would be born to poor people. It is a depopulation program of most people in the world, but especially Africa and third world nations. In America, they are already killing off, and they've been killing off, future natural-born Americans by having young people believe that the fetus is not a baby and that the women have a right to do what they want with their own bodies, and therefore they have a right to allow an abortionist to stab their babies in the head, rip their little body parts apart, and sell their tissue and their organ for profit and for experimentation and for food and for organs. So we have a serious problem because we would have about 70 million or more natural-born Americans in the USA helping us to preserve our nation and fight back against these evil doers of the United Nations Agenda 21 and the New World Order. But they've been depopulated. So they seek to realize the human rights of all and to achieve gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls. So that's not a true statement. They are telling young girls to kill their babies because they have a right to do what they want with their own bodies, but they are not protecting the right of the unborn baby for profit, taxation, and depopulation, mostly through Planned Parenthood. And ironically, the president of Planned Parenthood has children, and I believe grandchildren. And Hillary Clinton is a big supporter of Planned Parenthood, and one of her favorite people is Margaret Sanger. She didn't abort her baby, and her daughter didn't abort her baby. So she's not only a mother and a grandmother, but why is she supporting Planned Parenthood if she herself doesn't believe in abortion? They are integrated and indivisible and balance the three dimensions of sustainable development, the economic, social, and environmental. The goals and targets will stimulate action over the next 15 years in areas of critical importance for humanity and the planet. Well, over the next 15 years, they will have succeeded if they are successful at wiping out most of the human race. We are determined to end poverty and hunger. Well, if you commit genocide, you've pretty much done that. in all their forms and dimensions, and to ensure that all human beings can fulfill their potential and dignity and equality and in a healthy environment. Well, then you better talk to those who are running the HEART program, the chemtrails, the chemicals that are included in food and drinks, the pesticides sprayed on food and plants in the soil, the contaminated water, and the chemtrails that are falling from the skies, because what goes up must come down, and Americans are breathing it, ingesting it, and it gets into the soil, into the water, and apparently it is also creating drought. So planet, we are determined to protect the planet from degradation, including through sustainable consumption and production, sustainably managing its natural resources, and taking urgent action on climate change so that it can support the needs of the present and future generations. Well, then, again, why are you allowing chemical-laden vaccinations that can have adverse side effects on Americans? And why are you pushing for TSA, who are not medical staff, to naked x-ray Americans, knowing that radiation can cause death, cancer, aging, cataracts? We are determined to ensure that all human beings can enjoy prosperous and fulfilling lives, and that economic, social, and technological progress occurs in harmony with nature. Who are they? Who are these people who are playing God? Who are these people who are determining who's going to live and who's going to die and how the rest of the people should live? What they can do, what they can say, what they can be. Peace. We are determined to foster peaceful, just, and inclusive societies which are free from fear and violence. Well, isn't that amazing? Free from fear and violence. How do they intend to do that when they're becoming a tyrannical one-world government with a tyrannical one-world leader and a tyrannical one-world religion that that controls the people or the survivors that would be enslaved to them? There can be no sustainable development without peace, and no peace without sustainable development. There has never been peace on the planet. There will never be peace on the planet until Jesus Christ returns. Partnership. We are determined to mobilize the means required to implement the agenda through a revitalized global partnership for sustainable development based on a spirit of strengthened global solidarity. Well, there is no solidarity in the world. There never will be any solidarity in the world unless they are successful at inserting a lithium computer chip in the foreheads or the hands, the right hand, of every human being, and treating them as robotoids who will be controlled and spied upon by those who are members of this Agenda 21 New World Order, and taking away their thoughts and their freedom, rights, and liberties. So, tyranny. So it's based on a global partnership for sustainable developments based on a spirit of strengthened global solidarity, focused in particular on the needs of the poorest and the most vulnerable, and with the participation of all countries, all stakeholders, and all people. That is why it's called United Nations, the One World Order. They must rid America of its sovereignty, which Obama succeeded at doing with the approval of the Bushes, the Clintons, and all the Democrats and rhinos. If we are no longer a sovereign nation and we no longer uphold the Constitution and we are no longer a God-loving country, we are no longer the United States of America, are we? The interlinkages and integrated nature of the Sustainable Development Goals are of crucial importance in ensuring that the purpose of the new agenda is realized. If we realize our ambitious ambitions across the full extent of the agenda, the lives of all will be profoundly improved and our world will be transformed for the better. So these people who are playing God, who believe they are icons, who believe in the New World Order, a one world government, a one world leader, and a one world religion, are tyrannical dictators who are exempting themselves from the same treatment and the same genocide that they are implementing for the 90% who they intend to end their misery. Should geoengineering, a.k.a. chemtrails, become outlawed? Would you say yes, and financial funders of the program should be prosecuted? Would you say no, or would you say maybe, and sit on the fence? Declaration and introduction. We, the heads of the state and government and the high representatives, meeting at the United Nations headquarters in New York from 25 to 27 September 2015, as the organization celebrates its 7th anniversary, have decided on new global 70th anniversary. Have decided today on new global sustainable development goals, too. On behalf of other peoples we serve, they don't serve anybody. We have adopted a historic decision on a comprehensive, far-reaching, and people-centered set of universal and transformative goals and targets. Their goal is to redistribute the wealth of Americans in the United States of America and depopulate Americans and then move on to the third world countries, I would assume. That's their goal. We commit ourselves to working tirelessly, I believe that, for the full implementation of this agenda by 2030. I believe that. We recognize that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, what a nice way to say, wiping out the population at 90%. Instead, they're saying they're eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty. So third world countries, watch out. It's the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement of sustainable development. Sustainable development, doesn't that sound just fantastic? Sustainable development. What does that mean? Sustainable development for whom and for what? What are they sustaining and what development are they going to maintain? We are committed to achieving sustainable development in its three dimensions, economic, social, and environmental, in a balanced and integrated manner. We will also build upon these achievements of the Millennium Development Goals and seek to address their unfinished business. Three, we resolve between now and 2030 to end poverty, see how they just keep repeating that, to end poverty and hunger everywhere, to combat inequalities within and among countries. Well, let's see, how long has the entire Earth been around? And they're going to do this by 2030. Well, good luck. To build peaceful, just, and inclusive societies. That hasn't happened since time began. Hello? To protect human rights and promote gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls, and to ensure the lasting protection of the planet and its natural resources. Well, I don't know. They're changing boys to girls and girls to boys. So who are you going to be protecting when you can't identify them? And then also in communist China, they slaughtered about 40 million female unborn babies. So I don't know how they're going to be empowering women and girls around the world when women in the Middle East have no rights. And to ensure the lasting protection of the planet and its natural resources, well, they're all being poisoned. There's Fukushima radiation turning around the oceans from Japan all the way to the West Coast and probably further than that. And then we have the oil spills turning methane poison all around the world in at the bottom of the oceans, killing off the plant life and the fish and contaminating the fish and the plants. And so this is extremely interesting. You should read it line by line and go through it, because this is a dream of the New World Order, the One World Government, the One World Leader, and the One World Religion for 10% of the population. And apparently the 10% who are not wealthy or the top members of the New World Order will apparently be enslaved. So God bless you. Good luck. God bless America, and hopefully President Trump understands what Agenda 21 is all about, and Agenda 2030 now. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless you wherever you are in the world, especially if you are victims of these horrific storms that have come against your countries. So sorry, and we are definitely praying for you.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up, Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc, Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.